And who's going to, or somebody going to read it and say, oh, no, it's not. But we want to have, we want to sell stuff. That's our jobs, to produce profits. Going out and giving talks and getting better at public speaking is not. So keep that in mind as you develop yourselves. Obviously, we've talked about don't let fear enter in your mind at all. You just can't let it do it because it'll just break you down. Find a way to start. That's what I found to be the key. Now, I'm going to have each and every one of you up here in a few minutes telling us about yourselves. Find a way to start. So now, what are the ways to start? Don't start with a joke. Don't start with a joke unless you are Paul Eastus. In that case, you could start with a joke. Starting with a joke is too dangerous, in my view, and I've seen a lot of guys collapse. You know, oh my God, I can't remember the punchline, screw it up or something. It's not funny. People, so just stay away from humor unless you're a natural at it. There's nothing wrong with using humor as you go along with your presentation. Find a way to start. Now, when I was running the schools, I had guys come up and say, John, I need to pass out all this information, you know, every time I give the talk. So I would say to him, Gary, for God's sake, we'll Xerox it, we'll put it, we'll three-hole punch it, and we'll put it in a book. You don't even have to do it. Oh, no, I got to pass it out. Well, then I come to find out what they want to do is they want to pass out material so that they can get started. There's only about 1 minute in a presentation where it's terrifying, and that's the first minute when you get started. So find a way to start. Now, Bob Schaefer, who was the best public speaker I ever saw in this industry, who was my boss, was national sales manager, fantastic. This is what he used to do when the pressure was really on. Now, most of the time, you know, you give a talk, it's no big deal. But in your jobs, you're probably someday going to have to do a big deal. Giving a talk at the national sales meeting, in my view, would be a fairly scary thing to do. This is what Bob Schaefer would do in those situations. And I'd like to ask you to go along with me on this. Now, this is pretend I'm Bob Schaefer, and somebody just says, and now Bob Schaefer's going to come up. So Bob comes up like this, and he says, oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to giving my presentation. But before I do, could we have a round of applause for Magnus Tillman, just to have him amongst our midst for the last 2 days? It's just a nice thing. Can I ask you, let's have a... Thanks, Magnus. Now, if you got a big audience, just think about it. You got this big audience of all these sales guys like this, and you round of applause, and people are going, hey, rah, rah, you know. So now it takes like 10 seconds or so just to get everybody back under control. So that's what Bob would do. He would ask for a round of applause. Let's get, we got Mary Scalise. Let's have a round of applause for Mary Scalise or something, you know. And then people are catcalling, screaming, and then Bob would, you know, get himself so he's comfortable and so on and so forth, and then he would go into his presentation. You can start the same way you do a presentation. If you remember Barbara Dole, Bob Dole's wife, she gave a talk at the, I think she was going to be vice president or something like that at the national convention, as I recall. And she gave her presentation down on the floor. And she gave it as she walked around and looked at people. And you know, I just told me miles about her, because that's the best way to give a presentation, is when you're in the midst of your folks and you're asking them questions like this. But people that don't have a lot of experience doing these things, they would much rather be behind the podium, you know, or something like this, where they're giving their talk, you know, at arm's length from the audience. So get used to giving talks where you're animated and you're moving around. It's a much more a better way, let's say, for your audience to receive the information. So when you're up in here talking, these are the things, what I'm saying right now is what I'm looking for when we do our little talks. So find a way to start that you feel comfortable with. It can be whatever you want. Don't make any assumptions, you know, that people understand. So, you know, you're not, like, I remember, you know, I had speakers and we have a whole group of customers in there, and they said, well, we're going to take you down to the CADC. Who knows what the CADC is? Nobody knows what that is. We know what it is. So you want to be sure you're not using acronyms that no one knows what they are. If somebody asks you a question, a really tough question, and this happened to me one time. I don't do much luncheon stuff, but I was invited by a Chamber of Commerce to come down and give a presentation to their luncheon. And there was 300 people in this place, and I was fairly uncomfortable. I just don't like a luncheon thing. It's not what I do. And I had they told me I had about 20 minutes. So anyhow, everybody has their lunch and so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm like sitting here having my lunch, and I'm just freaking out all over the place. This was a few years ago, actually. And so they invite me up to being introduced. So I'm walking up there, and the guy that introduced me says, keep it down to 10 minutes. You know, just before I get onto the mic, you know, like, so now I'm thinking of 20 minutes to get it down to 10 minutes. You know, it's just very unsettling. So I start out with my presentation, and I just get started, and the guy's got his hand raised. So, you know, I go, yes, sir, do you have a question? And he goes, yes. He goes, would you comment? Now, I don't know if I can get this exactly right, but I'm telling you, this was just a nut breaker. He goes, would you comment on the impact that the cultural changes in the marketplace have had in the last 10 years? Or, you know, some kind of a real nutbreaker question. What in the hell? What did you say? You know, and you know, it's just very, very unsettling, and so on. And you know, it's one of those kind of guys that, you know, finds out who the speaker is going to be, and his claim to fame is going to be he's going to freak the speaker out. Which, you know, give him one for that one. He totally freaked me out.